It's All Things Considered on WNYC. I'm Sean Carlson. 2.7 million people. According to senators, that's how many New Yorkers might lose health insurance if the Senate passes its version of the health care bill. The vote is delayed until after the holiday, but still, WNYC's Mary Harris says we should all pay attention. She joins us now to talk about the health bill. Hey, Mary.
Hey, Sean.
So it feels like almost every elected official from New York and New Jersey and Connecticut is getting in front of microphones and cameras to tell their constituents to pay attention. So, okay, they have our attention. What do they need us to know?
Well, the main thing that they want us to know is that none of them support this bill. Mm-hmm. The public advocate for New York City, Tish James, had a hearing this morning. Governor Cuomo's administration is hosting not one, but four panels this evening about the local impact of the bill. And both senators from New Jersey are speaking out, too.
Okay, so what are the biggest problems that they see with the bill? I mean, once you get past all the hype, right, most of us do get our health insurance from our jobs. I include myself as one of those people. Will this really affect me all that much?
So it will, and they're really emphasizing that the bill's most recent language gives states flexibility to throw out some of the provisions of the ACA that all of us have gotten used to. Like, think about those essential health benefits, mm-hmm. an annual doctor's visit or a mammogram or colonoscopy, maternity care. It used to be that insurers could also limit how much they'd pay for your care, put in place an annual cap or a lifetime cap. Yeah. We could go back to that, too.
But even if the federal government gets rid of some of these protections, the states could technically step in and plug these gaps, right? Do you think New Jersey and New York actually would abandon those protections?
They could, technically, but the problem is going to be finding the money because we're talking about big gaps here. In New York, we're talking about $4 to $8 billion gaps every year just from the Medicaid cuts. And New York and New Jersey are particularly big healthcare spenders, and in this bill, that means that they're especially hard hit by all this. Medicaid, it really hits everyone. It covers care for the disabled, premature infants, nursing home care. It's care that even well-off people end up needing help with, so it's going to mean a lot of tough decisions. You can already hear Governor Cuomo talking about raising people's property taxes to make up the difference.
So, okay, you bring up property taxes, but playing the devil's advocate here, lots of us are renters. I'm a renter. What if I still think this bill just won't impact me as someone who doesn't worry about property taxes?
Okay, so that's a good point. But let me talk about something else, which is jobs. Healthcare is a gigantic industry around the country. Mm-hmm. It's 1/6 of the economy in the United States. It's especially true in New York and New Jersey. Healthcare jobs here have been basically recession-proof. And a report from the Commonwealth Fund on the House version of the bill, which isn't that different from the Senate version, it shows that New York would have some of the worst job impact. We're talking about 86,000 jobs lost, potentially. In New Jersey, we're talking about 42,000 jobs. And that would impact the kind of care you get when you need it. Basic stuff, like when you show up at the hospital, who's there?
So all of this, what does it mean about the cost of healthcare?
Okay, so that's a good question because yesterday the Congressional Budget Office came out with a report. It showed that the cost of insurance would go up, especially for older Americans. But that was really just looking at the individual health insurance market. That's people who are buying it themselves. Mm-hmm. If you get health insurance through your employer, if you're younger, you need to think about something else. Hospitals rely on those Medicaid dollars to pay their bills. So if there are deep cuts to that program and Medicaid isn't so reliable anymore, hospitals may end up charging a lot more to the rest of us. And eventually we're going to see that in the form of boosted copays and deductibles.
I thought the whole point of this was to drive costs down. Was that not the point of the congressional Republicans' bill?
So it was, but the question is, who is it driving costs down for? The bill definitely drives down costs for the federal government, and it will definitely lower taxes for the wealthy. But it doesn't really tackle the main problem, which is that healthcare is incredibly expensive in this country. And the legislation they're working on now doesn't really get into your out-of-pocket expenses or mine.
WNYC's Mary Harris. Thank you so much, Mary.
Thank you.